Okay, Patsy, we're on the air, and I'd like to begin your interview for everyone. If you could please, again, tell us your full name and a little bit about when and where you were born and the beginning part of your life.
Well, that would take a long time. Patsy LaScala is my name. I was born in Grand Rapids, Michigan in 1932. So I have a lot of mileage. I married, we moved to Kalamazoo when I was 7, and I eventually married Nathan LaScala, and we had 8 children together. And I was searching for something. May I go into that, Kathleen?
Yes, that's the interesting part, yes.
Okay. I had been searching, and as a child, I wanted to go to church, but my folks were not interested in that. So eventually, after one church and another, I became a Catholic when I was 21 and stayed there for 25 years. And one day that just dissolved, and I thank the masters for that. I found one of Mother's books in the bookstore, and I liked that, and I started reading more and more, and eventually ordered many of them online. I was taking a class at our community college, a writing class at our community college here in Kalamazoo, and a paper that I submitted was to be critiqued by the part-time instructor that we had there. I didn't know the lady. She didn't know me. Went into her office, and there was nothing in the paper that said anything spiritual, but she leaned her head on her hand, and she said, "You need to go to a spiritual school." And I said, "Well, that would be great, but I don't think there are any." Well, when this big pack of books, Mother's books, came that I had ordered, on top was the brochure for Summit University. And one thing led to another. The money came to me, and I eventually, after having had a spiritual experience one night, I ended up in California at Summit University. And after a beautiful class or service on Sunday, I was sitting in Mother's property in the gazebo, and this energy came over me and said, "You will stay for second level." I said, "Okay." So the next day I went to the registrar and put in my application for second level. And after we were having a dinner one night that the students, the young students in Montessori gave for us, and Mother said, "Oh, by the way, second level is going to be held at the heart of the inner retreat this year." Well, I had just read it. Before I actually went to the school, I had been sent the ranch news and saw the mountains and the fields, and I was an organic gardener, so all that impressed me. And there was a girl in the field healing in some plants that had just been planted. Upshot was we 13 of us from California went up to Montana, and I ended up working in the field that I had seen in the paper, and the girl in the field became my roommate. So I stayed there almost a year and then came back to Kalamazoo and finished up some things, and then, of course, Mother died, and I didn't have that anymore, so I was looking for something, tried some churches around Kalamazoo, and that just didn't suffice at all. I called to Mother, "Where are you? I love you. Are you all right? What are you doing?" And 2 days later, I got an email from Amazon, from whom I purchase a lot of books, and it said, "This is a book you might be interested in." It was on advanced alchemy. And the author was David Lewis. And I said, "Well, I know David Lewis. I was on staff with him in California and in Montana, too." I had not met him personally, but I'd seen him around and knew who he was. So when the book came, I filed through it, and there's a picture of Mother. And then, fortunately, it had a web address, and so I got into that, and here I am today doing the decrees, which I love, and working with the Ascended Masters, which are such a big part of my life. So that's in a nutshell.
Well, Patsy, what a great story.
84 years.
Well, thank you very much. And Patsy, it's interesting because I was looking through that book, Advanced Alchemy, and I don't know that there is a picture of Mother in that book. If anybody has a picture, has that book and can look, so I think Mother was definitely tapping you on the shoulder. How fun.
Well, I'll be more vigilant around here. I might see her here one day. Who knows?
That's right. That's right. Well, we're so pleased that you have found the Heart Center and that you've joined us. And you're actually jumping right in and you're doing some transcribing work. Is that true? You're already volunteering some of your time?
Yes, I am. I'm working with Carol Wells and Lenore Harris. And Donna Dregan and I have become friends, so whatever. I just have to stay as close as I possibly. I like the word, the latest word that's out and words from the horse's mouth, you might say. So.
Definitely, definitely. It is definitely a progressive revelation right at the moment.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Okay, well, thank you very much for your story. And I do have one question. Is there any master that you feel particularly close to? I mean, it sounds like definitely Mother. Is there anybody else who has sort of led you?
Probably Saint Germain. Yeah, I think he. But, you know, well, that's true because I had taken a statue with me, a wooden statue, when I went to Summit University. And I had read, seems to me I had something else with me, but Mother said, announced from the altar, that January class of Summit University was going to be sponsored by Saint Germain and Kuan Yin. The statue, I didn't know who the statue was. I just felt impelled and impressed to take it with me. My roommates, the women in my motel room where we lived, said, oh, that's Kuan Yin. So it would be Saint Germain, definitely. Kuan Yin is right there, too. So, because she took care of me while I was away.
Well, it sounds like definitely a violet ray is special to you.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Patsy Stan, for sharing. And I look forward to seeing you in person. Maybe you can come to one of the events that we have, and then we could, you know, see you in person.
I would like that. I'm eager to get back up to Bozeman and Livingston since I was there for 9 months, actually.
Oh, wonderful. So, and if you get a little further west, you can come out here to Mount Shasta and see us in California.
I would love to go there. I'd love the energy of Shasta. I'd like to see it and experience it, actually.
Well, wonderful. Well, we're having an event in August, so maybe put that on your calendar, too.
I'll try. Thank you much.
You're certainly welcome. Well, thank you, Patsy. Thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Okay.
God bless.
Thanks. Bye-bye.